The Jewish New Year begins today. Those who observe the holiday view it as a time to start over, renew the spirit. That's what commentator Hank Rosenfeld is doing. Last time we heard from him, he left a sour East Coast relationship and went west.
First moved to Los Angeles from New York. It's hard to just jump into the dating scene. In Manhattan, I got used to falling in love almost every other block. It is so easy to bump into yet another adorable woman. There's nothing like New York. I just can't converse as easily out here. I find myself driving, or more likely stuck in traffic, right next to many, many terrific-looking single Angelenas. At least they look single, sitting alone at the stoplight, applying makeup in their cabriolet Mazda Miata whatevers, singing along to a CD maybe, fixing their hair in the rear view, never in the side view. So can someone please tell me if I'm picking up the signals right? If a woman is on the phone lighting a cigarette and flipping her hair, does that mean she doesn't want to be distracted by me waving my sweaty baseball cap at her from the next lane? Hola! Driving and dreaming practically makes you a native out here. When I complained to my friend Stuart back east, he said, slow down, pull over, take a class. But in what? I mean, something at the learning annex like gyrotonics or let go or let yoga? It's ridiculous. I mean, conversational windsurfing? Not me. Never. My instructor Miriam offers us a unique practice featuring a mix of Hatha and Torah. This involves a lot of stretching and davening. Way back in the last millennium, Miriam started the whole holistic Hasidica aerobica discipline out here by repeating over and over the chant, Om Shalom. Anyway, one evening after a particularly relaxing session, Miriam invited me to her little cottage in Venice Beach, and there she showed me how to touch and kiss her mezuzah. The mezuzah is a piece of religious parchment, usually encased and attached to Jewish homes. Miriam said she liked touching it, doing a mindless ritual every day. One mindless ritual every day, but at the same time being aware that she was doing it, to be mindful that you're doing it mindlessly, she said. Wow. Fascinating woman, Miriam, and quite unlike most that you meet in Santa Monica. She showed me a favorite quote from Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, stuck to her refrigerator in sweeping black calligraphic form. It said, it takes three things to attain a sense of significant being. God, a soul, and a moment. And the three are always present. I tried to get my mind around this concept, but I'm too busy to live in the present. Miriam's smile lifted my heart like a chuppah. Her shoulders were softer than the pillows my forefathers rested upon in Jerusalem. And she looked beautiful carrying a candle, so I took her to meet my parents down in San Diego County. On our drive from L.A., Miriam suggested we stop to meditate. And soon we found ourselves in our own little bubble of oneness. Wonderful, right there, not far from Camp Pendleton. So we sat on a bluff with the purple ocean and algae down below. 15 minutes into blissfulness, we reached the point where you say, I'm sorry, to like a bug. A passing dragonfly can make you cry. Miriam taught me to let go of just about everything. Except my family. My family. We're Reform Jews. Last year, for instance, on Passover, when you read the story of the Exodus from Egypt, my family used that new Dr. Seuss Haggadah. One gefilte, two gefilte, three gefilte, four, red horseradish, white horseradish. What do you mean you don't want more? But in San Diego, Miriam showed us what she called the deep mystery that truly is the religious experience. Modern religion kills it out, she said. Like the two triangular shapes that make up a Star of David, Miriam explained how one symbolizes fire and the other water, with the heart center of it containing an ineffable mixture of the two. My parents naturally loved her, and I still have the photos to prove it. But back in L.A., something changed. Me, I was trying to sell out. Nobody was buying. I had many irons in the fire, and I was getting burned by every one of them. You know, life in L.A. And then Miriam found a new boyfriend. She told me he was a monk. I said to her, you mean a saint? Because women would often tell me how their previous boyfriends were like saints. Miriam said, no, Jason was really a monk. He lived in a monastery and made beer. They're wilder than you think, these guys. That's what she told me. and that hurt.
Hank Rosenfeld lives in Santa Monica, and he's still looking for Ms. Wright. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.